card-to-culture application process. Card-to-culture makes cultural programming accessible to low-income and working families for whom cost is a barrier to participation. Organizations that run cultural programming can apply to participate by following the instructions below. Individual EBT, WIC, and Connector Care cardholders do not need to apply to participate. They are eligible to receive discounts, as listed in the agency partners' websites, when they visit a participating organization. How to apply. Read the program guidelines below. Watch a recorded information session and download a slide deck, PDF, to learn more about the program. Learn more about requesting an accommodation for accessibility or requesting translation services. Set up a user account and profile in the Grants Management System. See details under Grants Management System below. Complete the online registration form. Once logged into the Grants Management System, click Current Opportunities and then Apply Now under Card to Culture. Submit an online application. Organizations may apply to participate in Card to Culture at any time. However, our agency partners update their websites quarterly. Questions? Contact Greg Torales at 617-858-2722. Program Guidelines. Card to Culture organizations offer free or steeply discounted access to Massachusetts-issued EBT, WIC, and/or Connector Care health insurance card holders and can set their own discount amount, if any, and the number of people allowed per card or household for each discount. Limit the number of spots available for discounted access if there is limited capacity for a class, performance, event, etc. Establish the processes, policies, and protocols for administering their discount. Choose which cards to accept. Visitors use these cards to identify their discount eligibility only. The cards cannot be used for payment. Eligibility. To be listed, organizations must have some cultural connection to the arts, humanities, or interpretive sciences within their programs. However, we use these terms broadly and welcome all applicants to apply if their access goals align with the program. Proposed discounts must provide free or steeply discounted access to active and consistent programs in their entirety using accessible and equitable practices. Steep discounts provide free access or at least a 50% discount to an organization's active, consistent programs. Organizations that run free programs can participate only if all their programming is entirely free and publicly available. Otherwise, they would need to offer a discount. Active programs incorporate some level of activity. An outdoor mural, statue, in a public space void of an engagement component, e.g. artist talk, etc., would be ineligible since it is passive and static on its own. Consistent programs have set or planned scheduling, e.g. weekly, monthly, annually, etc., or other continuity. Ad hoc programs, i.e. programs that will run if funding allows, are excluded. Entirety means every performance or event within your series or seasonal program, or every class or workshop within your curriculum or semester. Exceptions can include fundraisers, non-self-presented works, and events put on by performing groups that rent your venue. Accessible and equitable practices include processes, policies, and protocols for how an organization administers its Card to Culture discount. Examples include discount availability. If organizations allow other discounted patrons to buy tickets once they are available for purchase, they cannot limit Card to Culture patrons to buying tickets at the door on the day of an event. Cardholder present. Organizations cannot require that the person named on the accepted card be present. Photo ID. Organizations cannot ask Card to Culture patrons to see a photo ID in addition to their EBT, WIC, or Connector Care card. Payment methods. If organizations allow other discounted patrons to purchase tickets via cash or credit card, they cannot require Card to Culture patrons to pay by cash only. Online discount codes. If other discounted patrons, e.g. students, seniors, etc., can purchase tickets using online discount codes, Card to Culture patrons should also be able to purchase their discounted tickets online. Discount Clarity. Any instructions patrons must follow to receive an organization's Card to Culture discount must be clearly stated on their website, including any limitations or restrictions, e.g., a capacity on the number of tickets that can be purchased, first come, first serve, etc. Check out the Create Welcoming Inclusive Spaces blog post for additional best practices and our resources for organizations for specific logistical details to consider when setting your discounts and associated policies and protocols. Requirements. Organizations that apply to participate in Card to Culture consent to the following. Duration. Honor your offered discounts from the time of sign up through the end of the calendar year. Organizations do not need to reapply each year. Instead, their applications are automatically renewed unless they respond to the opt-out notification typically sent in late December. Listings. Have your discounts and visitation information listed on our agency partners' websites and applicable promotional materials. Website. Publish your discount offer and any instructions patrons must follow to receive it. Reference and link to the Card to Culture program, its agency partners, and the complete lists of participating organizations. Please note that approved applicants must fulfill the website requirement before they can be added to the list of participating organizations. Applications will be considered withdrawn if this step is not completed within 30 days of applying and no communication has been made. Staff training. Trainbox office or admission staff ahead of implementing your Card to Culture discounts to make the overall patron experience as smooth and welcoming as possible. Final report, keep track of the total number of discounts you applied separately by each card type you accept and report that data to the Mass Cultural Council annually, generally due in January or February for the previous year. Failure to submit final reports can result in being removed from the list of participating organizations. Grants Management System. Organizations should submit their applications through the online system. Check to see if you already have a user profile in the Grants Management System. Go to the online application and click Forgot Password. Once you submit your email address, you will receive an email with a temporary password and a link to the site. Copy the password to use on the login page. You will then be prompted to create a new password. If you do not already have a user profile, complete a registration in the Grants Management System. Register as an organization. You will select your organization using a search field or add it if it is not listed. The organization is the applicant, and you are the primary contact for the application. Proceed to the online application.